Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart program, your weekly 10-minute educational look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I am your host, Darren Mott, and in this episode we continue to talk cyber threats, specifically the threat of cyber terrorism. Because remember, if you get a little cyber smarter, you'll get a whole lot cyber safer. So this week I want to look at cyber terrorism as I continue to talk about the different cyber threats. But before I do that, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for continuing to listen and spread the word on the Get Cyber Smart podcast. You see the numbers continuing to move in a positive direction, so hopefully more people are getting the word out and having their family members, their friends who aren't necessarily the most technically savvy, who don't spend a lot of time thinking about the cyber threat involved or engaged, rather, just to kind of educate themselves and stay safer, because if we could all stay safe, that's kind of what my goal is here. So for this episode, I want to talk about cyber terrorism in general. Should start before I talk about cyber terrorism into trying to define what terrorism is. And terrorism is using fear, intimidation, and violence to forward your particular political stand, whatever that might be. So I'm not going to delineate cyber threats, or cyber terrorism rather, into domestic or international, because we can kind of talk about, you know, we all know that because of 9/11, the threat of Islamic terrorism is still going on worldwide with what's going on in Afghanistan and the Middle East and things like that. But domestically, we have domestic terrorism, and you can argue one way or the other whether January 6th was that. I'm not going to take a political stance on that. But there are certainly plenty of domestic terrorism groups that have political ideologies that they will use violence to try to forward. Now, you know, which one is more severe? We're not going to have that discussion here, but just understand that this particular, as I talk about the cyber threat from cyber terrorism, just know either group, either part of the domestic or international terrorism could engage in any of these activities. So at the end of the day, do you really care if your network is compromised by cyber terrorists, if they're domestic or international? You don't. You shouldn't. It's someone getting in and doing something bad to a computer network that we want to try to prevent. So the FBI defines cyber terrorism as terrorist groups who sabotage computer systems that operate on critical infrastructure such as the electrical grid. That's a very generalistic definition. But essentially, if you look at where terrorists would want to get the most bang for their buck from a cyber perspective, it would be impacting those networks that are part of our critical national infrastructure, which is going to be your power, your financial networks, your water plants, your oil and gas distribution. If we take a look at the hack of Colonial Pipeline, that was into the financial system of Colonial Pipeline and was done by a Russian criminal group. But let's say a cyber group could piggyback onto that particular intrusion method and then take down the gas distribution or do something else, you know, that would be bad. So that is where we have to worry about cyber terrorism from a everyday, how does it impact me situation? Because are cyber terrorists going to target your home computer, your home networks? Probably not. Unless they're looking to build botnets, then yes, maybe they would be. But, I mean, that's going to go back to the cybercrime part. You do the same mitigation strategies you would do for that to protect you against this. But how we need to worry about that, if your company is part of the critical national infrastructure chain, whatever that looks like, you run a small power company for a small area of the country, or you do IT for a large electrical company, or water company, or nuclear power plant, things like that. You want to make sure you secure your systems to prevent the possibility of cyber terrorists wanting to get into your network and do bad things, because their goal is to cause damage, potentially kill people if that's part of their goal, to get their political message out and change minds. So that is where we worry about cyber terrorism having a much more damaging impact than any of the threats we've talked up to this point, because of the risk of pain and suffering to individuals. So certainly something to think about. There are certainly laws in place to prevent this kind of stuff and prosecute these guys. But for the most part, up until this point, the way that the Bureau is kind of the FBI has looked at cyber terrorism is it's largely a tool for recruitment and propaganda sharing. That's kind of what we see, although in the last year or two we've seen a lot more activity that would support actions by cyber terrorists to target critical national infrastructure networks, such as the Oldsmar plant in Florida. Now, no attribution has been given to that particular hack of that network, and it didn't really do much, but it shows the level of sophistication that would be required, or lack of sophistication, rather, because some of these networks are easy to get into, or could be easy to get into. So, you know, do we have to worry about Islamic terrorists on the Middle East hacking our critical national infrastructure? Certainly we do. Do we think they have the capabilities to do it? They're still probably building that up. They're certainly not as powerful as most nation-state actors that we talked about last week, like China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. But it's not to say they don't want to have that capability, because at least when we talked last week about cyber espionage, there is somewhat of a mutually assured destruction aspect to that, where if China, Russia, North Korea, Iran hack in and do something to our power grid, the United States is going to do the same to them. So that's why you don't see a lot of that activity. Cyber terrorists, or terrorists in general, do not have that particular predilection. They're more than happy to do it regardless of the consequences. So how do you mitigate these things? The same way as you mitigate against any of the other threats, by having strong passwords, using multi-factor authentication, having technical capabilities to look for anomalies on your network, all things we'll talk about in future episodes. But that is just kind of the general look at what cyber terrorism is. It's basically terrorists using cyber capabilities to do bad things to computer networks that can cause pain and damage. So that's, you know, so like I said, taking down the power grid, causing problems with water systems, messing up a nuclear power plant. If you ever watched the TV show 24, season 4, I believe it was a perfect example of the potential for a cyber terrorist activity, where they were able to gain access, the bad guy was able to gain access to all the nuclear power plants and try to shut them down and make them melt down, that kind of thing. It was farcical at the time, but not so much now. Some of the activity, if you looked at movies and stuff that had to do with cyber terrorism, or what would be called cyber terrorism in the early 2000s, are now a much more likely scenario now as technology advances. Because like I said before, as technology advances, the bad guys figure out how to utilize that technology, and certainly terrorists are going to do that same thing. Again, be it domestic or international. I would say here the more concerning cyber terrorism threat would be from domestic terrorists, whatever, however you define that, simply because chances are can find individuals, get that insider to get access to the networks to do the things they want to do. We haven't really seen it yet, not to say we won't see it going forward at some point. So that's really kind of my quick look at cyber terrorism. Next week I'll talk about cyber warfare, and I'll conclude our discussion of cyber threats, and we'll move into some other topics to discuss. But until then, I again appreciate everyone spreading the word on the Get Cyber Smart podcast and telling your friends how to listen and where to find it. It's at all your popular podcast outlets. If you like what you hear, feel free to give a review. If you have questions or thoughts on the podcast, give me an email, Darren@getcybersmart.com. Or just cybersmart. I'm sorry, Darren@cybersmart.com. I don't got my email address on there. So until next week, thanks so much. Remember, if you get a little cyber smarter, you'll get a whole lot cyber safer.